Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 3rd of July 2017, and this is the 613th Moll Out Loud podcast. It's a chilly day again today, beautifully chilly. It was 1 degree this morning, and when I went for a walk in the very clear, sunny, frosty world, I looked down and I saw that the city was completely covered in fog. So I was very, very glad to be up high. It must have been very cold for people down in the fog. This is our so-called Bridgewater Jerry, because it comes down the river from Bridgewater, which is about 20 kilometres away, and it seems to sort of gather force as it comes down the river, and kind of threads its way into other valleys as well. And then when it reaches the estuary, it starts dissipating. But I was very definitely above it, and it was very definitely thick below. I do hope that you've had a good weekend. I know that I've had quite a relaxed weekend this weekend, and I've really enjoyed it. I've had time to potter about and do a little bit of cooking, a little bit of tidying, a little bit of gardening, and quite a lot of reading and quite a lot of doing crosswords. I was also listening to the Wreath Lectures, the BBC's Wreath Lectures, and this year they're being given by Hilary Mantel, who writes historical fiction, mostly set at the moment, or for a number of years past. She's been writing the Tudor books that have been turned into a television series, Wolf Hall and Bring Up the Bodies. And so she was talking about history and fiction, and just the viscerality of our lives and the way that those people who have gone before us are still very, very much in our lives today. I've found them really interesting. She's done the three lectures, so they're recorded. They're about 40 minutes each, and there's a fourth one still to come. I hadn't kind of noticed them before on the BBC radio website, and so I found the third one and then was able to go back and feast on the other two as well. I'll post a link with this podcast. Certainly if you are a writer, and a writer of historical fiction, there's lots of food for thought. But lots of food for thought if you're not as well. I'm taking a deep breath this morning, and it's not really this morning anymore, it's 1:45, but I have been taking deep breaths this morning before the busier part of my week begins. I think this week is a Murmurs of Mole week, and that always makes quite a difference. And I've got a couple of things happening this week, but I'm going to take it moment by moment. I'm going to try and feel the space within the moment. And one of the ways I do that is by walking everywhere. It certainly creates a spaciousness between departure and arrival at a new thing. I've got a very, very odd list of things to do in town before I go to Qigong. And I know that I'm not going to do all of them, but I try to not go into the city unless I have a particular purpose. And so I find it much better if I do have a list of things that have gathered. So I can do that on the one day rather than having to do it in dribs and drabs. I think there are a couple of things I think I probably need to borrow a car for, like my vacuum cleaner conked out, and I also still need to take the lamps to my table lamps to an electrician. Having not been very successful at fixing them myself, I think it's time to call on someone who knows how to do it. So I think I'm going to try and go for slightly lighter stuff, like Epsom salts and pens and chalk. Chalk, hand chalk, for when your hands are cold and the skin is very smooth, it's difficult to grip the ropes in the cathedral, in the any bell tower, of course. And so I'm getting some chalk for the smaller bell tower that we sometimes use and are beginning to use more often. I try very hard not to engage myself with the news, and I think it serves me well. I don't like the way that news is presented, and I always feel that it's exaggerated and it's highly selective, and it just doesn't really benefit anybody. That's not to mean that I don't kind of sometimes want to know what's going on, and usually I hear second hand, third hand. People talk in the cafe, and so I do get to hear about things, and if they're things that I feel I need or want to know more about, I then seek out information on them rather than it seeking me out. But I realised this week that my grapevine had fallen down a bit, and a dear friend lost her mother, and I didn't realise it, and so I feel a bit bad about not being around when that happened. It's been an odd few weeks. I've known three people who have lost parents, and different ages. They're not all elderly, although two were. So I'm very sorry for that, and it makes me wonder how best to keep in touch with things that are important like that, while not engaging with either things that I can't do anything about or things that are disproportionately reported. So I don't know. Maybe there isn't an answer with that. Maybe this is just the price I pay for choosing not to be engaged with the news. The same goes for Facebook. I go on it quite rarely, and I'm very, very selective about where I go on it. And I don't usually put anything on my own timeline. And again, that's kind of, I guess, a place where you get to know what's going on. But you get to know far too much of everything else as well. I guess life is all about choosing where our boundaries lie, and accepting the decisions we make about them. So if that does mean that we miss some things, then that is just part of it. Maybe it's worth it. I'm not quite sure where that came from. why I'm sharing it with you. Well, maybe you're someone who's been surprised that I haven't been in touch. If you are, that is why. I hope you have a good day today. I hope you have a good week ahead as well. And I hope that you are able to engage with your creative work, whatever that might be, or in whatever form it might take. I think I'm going to have quite a creative week. I'm hoping to write Murmurs a little earlier in the week, although I won't post it out till Friday, so that I can move on to the novel at the end of the week. Which is a bit the other way around, but I'm expecting feedback on the novel at the end of the week, and so I want to be able to incorporate it when it's still fresh in my mind. And otherwise, when I'm doing Mole, it means that I'm kind of waiting several days before I get back to the novel. So those are my thoughts of where I'm going this week. Thank you very, very much for listening today, and I hope to see you tomorrow. I'm certainly planning to send out a podcast. I very much hope that you will be there to listen to it.